It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy Nay. Thanks for joining us. And Jim, the second annual Red Thread Charity Gala is going to be held on April 9th at Flamingos. All funds raised at the gala directly support the Andrew Shaw Foundation, which is the only emergency relief funding for people living with HIV within Tasmania. Please welcome to the show the CEO of TazCard, Cameron Brown. Cam, welcome, mate.
Thanks very much, guys. It's fantastic to be here.
I guess, firstly, can you tell us about TazCard for people who don't know what that is?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. So we're a government-funded organisation. So we're an incorporated association run by members, and we're supported by government to educate the broader community about HIV, hepatitis, and sexually transmitted infections, or so blood-borne viruses, essentially. We also do a lot of care and support activities for people living with HIV. We run a few other parts of the business. So we have a charity, Andrew Shaw Foundation, which provides financial support to people living with HIV who are in need. And we also have a housing arm, so the Nigel Mallett Housing Project. We also support people living with HIV into housing, community housing. Lots of other things. We have recording studios, and we now run
a doctor's surgery. Trying to put us out of business.
Yeah. Opening up a radio station.
Yeah. It's not far away.
Cameron, can I ask about, HIV? There's still, a lot that I don't know personally. Do you still think there is more that needs to be done in terms of getting information out?
Yeah, without doubt. I think that, the general perception of community is that HIV is still a killer, and it's a nasty, insidious disease, and in some ways it is, but people living with HIV these days live a pretty normal life. People with HIV also who are taking their medication, and that's essentially everyone in Australia living with HIV, can't transmit HIV to a sexual partner.
You told us that just earlier. I did not know.
I had no
that.
Idea.
Yeah. So it's not curable, but it's definitely something that people can live a pretty normal life with. And there's also, as we discussed briefly earlier, there's pre-exposure prophylaxis and post-exposure prophylaxis, which mean that, your sexual partners can also take medication to ensure that they don't contract HIV pre or post.
Cam, let's talk about the funding. I mean, you talked about you guys help working with funding for people who need it, suffering from HIV. What does this funding allow people to do? What help can they get with it?
There's a heap of different things, but mainly through our charitable function, the Andrew Shaw Foundation, we provide support to people for their HIV medication, yep. Other medications to support other comorbidities. Most people who've had long-term HIV also have other comorbidities or other, significant health issues.
Yep.
So we support that. We also, through winter and those periods, we pay a lot of electric bills. We help people with their registration for their car, lots of different things. And all of the funding for those activities come through our through our fundraising activities. And one of those is our Red Thread Charity Gala.
Yeah, now this is exciting because I'm looking here and I've just noticed who's hosting it, Jim. Miss Poppins. Miss yes. P. Poppins, who we've had on the show before.
Now, we're not allowed to say the full name on the show.
No,
but
unfortunately
yes.
not. Absolute delight of a human being, Miss Poppins. What kind of things can we expect at the Red Thread Charity Gala?
Well, it's a fun-filled couple of hours on a Friday evening, so we'll have some drag queens, of course, and Miss Poppins will be there and a number of others. We'll also have some pole dancing, some fun activities, a bit of dancing and grooving for the people who want to get on the dance floor. Mm. And then we'll have some fantastic foods. We run a brilliant grazing table through Billy and Bree, a local organisation. And so just a good, fun-filled few hours. It's just like action-packed at the end of the week, I guess.
So if people listen to the show, they want to go, what's the best way to go about that?
Head to Try Booking website and then type in Red Thread and it'll take you to the gala page. Purchase a ticket and we'll see you there.
Yeah, and there's a raffle on there
yeah,
too?
Yeah, there's some raffles. So we've had, a lot of people provide us some raffle prizes, and so we'll be running raffle and I think some silent auctions on the night. So come along and enjoy yourself. It's good. You have a glass of bubbly if that's your thing.
Even if it's not your thing, have a crack at it. Yeah. Well, a glass of bubbly.
I just worried with raffles. We were just chatting off air as well with Renee, as well you work with. And Nath, maybe we could raffle you. It got rid of our washing machine and our fridge. So
yeah, well, I'm still owned by that lady in Brickwater. So
she didn't want the washing machine.
No, she didn't.
50 cents a ticket or three for a dollar.
Cameron Brown, the CEO of TazCard, mate. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best. Go and get your tickets to the Red Thread Charity Gala. Thanks, Cam.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.